今天早上我们继续讲这个业伯记。
Today we're going to continue to look at the book of Job.
首先我们来看这段经文三章二十四到二十六节。
Let's open your Bible to Job chapter 3, verses 24 through 26.
业伯记第三章第二十四到二十六节。
Job chapter 3, 24 through 26.
我为神吃饭就发出叹息。我哀哼的声音涌出如水。因我所恐惧的临到我身。我所惧怕的迎我而来，我不得安眠，不得平静，也不得安息，却有患难来到。
Verse 24, For my groaning comes at the sight of my food, and my cries pour out like water. For what I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet, and I am not at rest,But turmoil comes.
那上次我谈到业伯被撒旦试炼。
Last time I talked about how Job was tempted by Satan.
那他经历了一连串难以抵受的灾祸。
And he experienced a slew of difficulties.
那在短短的时间之内。
And in a very short time.
他不但失去了一生辛苦所赚取的财富。
Not only did he lose all the wealth he had accumulated.
他也失去了所有的儿女。
He also lost all his children.
那除此之外，他全身的长满了这个疮，毒疮。
He also has boils all over his body.
那虽然如此，业伯并没有因为天灾人祸的临到而怨天尤人。
But yet, Job, because of all he had suffered, did not complain about God.
那反而坚持信靠他所相信的神。
He had stand firm in his faith in God.
那如果你还记得的话，业伯讲了四句任性的话。
And if you still remember, Job mentioned four statements of faith.
第一句任性的话就是我侧身处于母胎，也必侧身归回。
The first statement is, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there.
第二句任性话是赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
The second statement is, The Lord gave me, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
那么第三个任性就是，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？
The third statement says, Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?
那最后一个任性，他说耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The last statement is, Blessed be the name of the Lord.
而这四句任性话说明业伯的信心还有他的态度。
These four statements of faith tells us about Job's faith and also his attitude.
那如果业伯记在此结束的话，
If the book of Job closed right at this point,
那后来的人必定会为业伯向神献上感恩。
Then people would have just praised God for Job.
那开始模仿业伯属灵的榜样。
And will start to imitate Job's attitude.
那可是事实却不是如此。
But that is not the fact.
而业伯所受的苦是很真实的。
What Job has gone through was real.
那他所经历那种苦是难以承受的。
And what he has suffered is hard to describe.
不容易了解。
It is hard to understand.
也没有办法去解释。
And it is hard to explain.
那任何一个有血有肉的人。
Anybody that is flesh and blood.
有理性有感情的人。
That has emotion.
都不能够承受这么大的苦难。
would not be able to stand this kind of suffering.
那亚伯好像平常人一样。
Job is just like an ordinary man.
那他伤心的时候会流泪。
When he's sad, he will weep.
然后他疼痛的时候他会喊叫。
When he's hurting, he will yell.
那他不明白的时候他会发问。
When he doesn't understand, he will ask.
那甚至会到一个埋怨和绝望的一个地步。
And until he will complain and he will be hopeless.
那今天早上我们要从亚伯所经历的。
This morning we're going to go through Job's experience.
来看他如何面对自己所面对那种处境。
To see how he faced the situation he was facing.
那我们可以从三方面来看。
We're going to go look at three areas.
那如果你手上有这个大纲。
If you have the outline in your hands.
哦，就是第一方面就是这个受苦的受苦的词语。
The first area is the words of suffering.
那么第二呢是受苦的状况。
Second is the conditions of suffering.
那第三呢就是人的厌弃。
And the third area is the despise of people.
那亚伯记使用不少与苦难有相关的这个词语来形容这个亚伯受苦的经历。
The book of Job used different words to explain the suffering he was going through.
那这些跟苦难有相关的词语一共有五方面。
There are five words to describe the suffering.
那么第一个词语就是患难。
So the first one is suffering.
所以受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢？心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢？
So why is light given to him who suffers and life to the bitter of soul?
那么的确的，亚伯受了许多的患难。
Yes, indeed, Job did suffer a lot.
啊，经历很大的打击。
And he also suffered great blow.
他的生活也变得很贫困。
He became he became poor.
还要面对这个死亡的威胁。
He also faced the death.
那么以致他心里面充满了那种无限的焦虑，还有这个忧虑。
So his heart was full of anxiety and worry.
所以亚伯记很多次使用这个患难。来形容亚伯所受苦那种观念。
So in the book of Job, it used the word suffering frequently to describe what he was going through.
所以患难这个词语哦，是含有遇见问题、灾祸、受苦、受伤、打击和充满这个愁烦的意思。
So the word suffering include questions, problems,calamities, harm, setbacks, and full of sorrow.
那亚伯形容自己是一个受尽患难的人。
Job described himself as the one who has suffered through a lot.
然后在第七章第三节说，我也照样经过困苦的日夜，夜间的疲乏为我而定。
So in chapter 7, verse 3, it says, So am I allotted, months of vanity and nights of trouble appointed me.
所以这个疲乏跟这个患难它的字源是相同的。
So the word tiredness and suffering has the same root word.
是指这个身心灵极其的疲乏。
It's talking about how physically and emotionally, one is exhausted.
感觉到非常的绝望。
And full of hopelessness.
这是患难带来的后遗症。
So this is the result of suffering.
那亚伯有三位朋友。
So Job has three friends.
第一位就是提曼人以利法。
The first one is Eliphaz the Temanite.
第二位就是苏亚人比勒达。
The second one is Balak the Shehite.
还有第三位是拿马人索法。
And the third one is Sofa the Namanite.
你会发觉到这三位朋友在耶伯记陆陆续续的出现。
And you can see that these three friends' names appear frequently in the book of Job.
那么他们听见这个灾难临到耶伯的身上。
So when they heard all the suffering that is upon Job,
都不约而同的从远方来安慰耶伯。
They came from far away places to come see Job.
那以利法对人为什么会遭遇患难讲了一句这个一句哲理的名言。
So, Eliphaz talk about, he used a very famous philosophical saying to talk about why men suffer.
祸患原不是从土中出来，患难也不是从地里发生，人生在世必遇患难，如同火星辉腾。
For affliction does not come from the dust, nor does trouble sprout from the ground.For man is born for trouble as sparks fly upward.
那以利法认为人生必定会遭遇到患难。
So Eliphaz think that man will suffer.
人会遭遇到患难必定是有他的原因。
And man will suffer for a reason.
所以在朋友中朋友们不中听的忠告里。
So in the, encouragement from the friend of Job.
不中听啊。有时候你讲那些话听不进去。
The seemingly encouraging word is
not
really encouraging.
所以起初这个说法相信耶伯的正直。
At first, Sophar thinks that Job is a righteous man.
他并且鼓励耶伯应当忘记他所受的患难。
He actually encouraged Job to forget about his suffering.
所以在耶伯记十一章第十六节说，你必忘记你的苦楚，就是想起也如流过去的火一样。
So he said, for you would forget your trouble as waters that have passed by. You would remember it.
但是耶伯认为朋友们只不过是在纸上谈兵。
But Job thinks that all his friends' words are just words.
根本不了解他的苦楚。
They did not understand at all what he's going through.
就如在他在这句经文反驳他们说。
So in this scripture, he argued.
他用这样的话，我听了许多，你们安慰人，反叫人愁烦。
He said, I have heard many such things. Sorry comforters are you all.
耶伯认为他们的安慰不但没有使到他的心灵得到疏解。
So Job think that their seemingly encouraging word is not helping.
反而使到他的心里更加的愁烦。
It actually make him feel even worse.
苦上加苦。
It's sorrow upon sorrow.
所以以后如果有人遇到苦难的时候。
So in the future, if someone is suffering,
我们不要像好像耶伯的朋友去安慰别人，然后造成他们苦上加苦。
Let us not be like the three friends of Job to add on suffering upon others.
那么第二个这个词语就是这个愁苦。
So the second word is distress.
受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢？心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢？
Why is light given to him who suffers and life to the bitter of soul?
那愁苦是有所谓不堪言苦不堪言那种经历的意思。
So distress have a feeling of unspeakable suffering.
那换句话说，这种苦是不能够用言语来形容的。
In another words, this kind of suffering, you cannot describe it.
所以耶伯称自己是心中愁苦的人。
So that's why Job called himself, he is the man with the bitter of soul.
所以他深深地感受到自己是一个心中充满这个苦楚，而且感情受到挫败的人。
So he's saying that he is full of distress in his heart.
所以这个词语含有这个很狭窄被约束的意思。
So this word actually has the meaning of being very narrow and being controlled.
也就是指这个生活啊，在一个很狭窄的空间经历到很大的压力。
And it describes a life that is living in a very narrow space and is also receiving a lot of pressure.
那么就如民数记22章第26节所说。
So just as it was said in Numbers 22 verse 26.
耶和华的使者又往前去，站在狭窄之处，左右都没有转直的地方。
The angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn to the right hand or to the left.
所以回应朋友们的这个争辩。
So in response to the argument of his friends.
所以约伯两次以这个词语来形容自己陷入在一个很困苦的一个境况里面。
Twice, Job used the word to describe the situation.The difficulty that he is in.
所以在约伯记第七章十一节说，我不禁止我口，我灵愁苦要发出言语，我心苦恼要吐露哀情。
So Job said, therefore I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul.
然后在第十章第一节他说，我厌烦我的性命，必由着自己诉说我的哀情，因心里苦恼，我要说话。
And then again in chapter 10 he said, I loathe my own life. I will give full vent to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul.
那么以色列的西西家王，当他得了这个重病的时候，
When the king of Israelite king, King Hezekiah, was very sick.
哦，他向神祷告，求神医治他。
He prayed to God for healing.
所以他就特别使用这个词语来抒发自己内心那种感受。
So he used this word to express how he felt.
所以在以赛亚书三十八章那边说，我可说什么呢？你他应许我的，也给我成就了。我因为心里的苦楚，在一生年日必萧萧而行。主啊，人的存活乃在此乎此，我灵存活也全在此，所以求你使我痊愈，仍然存活。
What shall I say? For he has spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I will wander about all my years because of the bitterness of my soul. O Lord,By these things men live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. O, restore me to health, and let me live.
然后他看啊，我受大苦，本为使我得平安。你因爱我的灵魂，便救我脱离败坏的坑，因为你将我一切的罪扔在你的背后。
And he continues, Lo, for my own welfare I had great bitterness.It is you who has kept my soul from the pit of nothingness, for you have cast all my sins behind your back.
所以大卫在诗篇里面描述到自己的软弱。
So, David described his weakness in Psalms.
然后说他因为这个愁烦过度，使到他的眼睛干点。
And he described how worriness and anxiety caused him to have his eyes to dry.
我因忧愁眼睛干扁，又因我的一切的敌人眼睛昏花。
My eyes has wasted away with grief. It has become old because of all my adversaries.
所以大卫他自己亲身体会到。
So David also experienced.
如果一个人经常处在这个愁烦和忧愁的心这种心理状态里面。
If a person remain in a state of anxiety and worriness.
那久了将会影响他身体的健康。
Over a period of time, it will affect this person's health.
也会影响到 到他的视力。
It will also affect his eyesight.
忧愁会使到一个人的眼睛昏花。
Worriness can cause an eyesight to faint.
所以传道书的作者劝导人对人对事不要太过的愁烦或过于的忧愁。
So in the author of Ecclesiastes also warn people not to be too concerned about other people.
那愁烦跟忧愁，传道书的作者说是一种愚昧的表现。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says worriness and anxiety is a foolish act.
我第三个词语是痛苦。
The third word is pain.
那叶伯三位朋友从远方而来，我安慰叶伯。
The three friends came from afar to come and comfort.
所以他们看见叶伯受那种痛苦。
They saw what he was suffering.
就跟他一起悲哀。
And they were sad with him.
他们就同他七天七夜坐在地上，一个人也不向他说句话，因为他极其痛苦。
Then they sat down on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights, with no one speaking a word to him, for they saw that his pain was very great.
这个痛苦是指身心灵的痛苦。
So this pain is talking about physically and emotionally.
所以在16章第6节，叶伯向朋友们描述他痛苦那种处境。
So in Job chapter 16 verse 6, Job was describing about his pain.
他说我虽说话忧愁乃不得消解，我虽停住不说，忧愁就离开我吗？
If I speak, my pain is not lessened, and if I hold back, what has left me?
这个先知耶利米当他侍奉神的时候，
So the prophet Jeremiah when he served God,
那么他受到很大的挫折，
He suffered great setbacks.
他也曾经以这个词语来形容自己所受的这个痛苦。
He also used this word to describe what he was suffering.
在耶利米书第15章第18节说，
So in the book of Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 18 it says,
他说我的痛苦为何长久不止呢？我的伤痕为何无法医治，不能痊愈呢？难道你待我如诡诈，像流干的河道吗？
Why has my pain been perpetual and my wounds incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you indeed be to me like a deceptive stream with water that is unreliable?
所以这个痛苦的词语通常用在一个妇女经历到那个难产那种所带来那种痛苦。
So the word pain usually was used to describe a woman who had aborted.
是一种极大的痛这个痛苦。
And it was a great pain.
所以当先知以赛亚在异象里面看到敌人来攻打以色列人的时候，
So when the prophet Isaiah saw in his vision the enemy coming to attack them,
也使用这个词语来形容他自己心中那种痛苦。
He used the same word to describe the pain in his heart.
所以在以赛亚书21章第3节说，
So in Isaiah chapter 21 verse 3 it says,
所以我满绕疼痛，痛苦将我罩住，好像难产的妇人一样。我疼痛甚至不能听，我惊慌甚至不能看。
For this reason, my loins are full of anguish. Pains have seized me like the pains of a woman in labor. I'm so bewildered, I cannot hear. So terrified, I cannot see.
所以第四个词语是害怕。
The first word is fear.
在这段经文里面说，因我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的迎我而来。我不得安眠，不得平静，也不得安息，却有患难来到。
So in the scripture it says, For what I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet, and I am not at rest, but turmoil comes.
所以这段经文里面有两个词句形容到叶伯那种害怕的感受。
So in the scripture, there are two words that describe Job's fear.
一个是恐惧，另外一个是惧怕。
One is dread, and the other one is, fear.
那恐惧在旧约圣经里面是经常用来描述一个人感到害怕的一个词句。
So dread is often used in the Old Testament to describe the feeling of fear.
然后单单在《耶伯记》就出现了13次。
And just in the book of Job, it appeared 13 times.
那么第二个形容词就是这个惧怕。
And the second word is fear.
那这个词句它主要形容一个人在心理上、感情上或者心灵上所经历那种恐惧的感受。
So this word mainly describes a person's emotion and his spiritual fear.
这个词句在耶伯记里面只是出现了两次。
And this word appeared in the book of Job twice.
那一连串那种灾祸临到耶伯的身上，直到他感到无比的害怕。
So the calamities that came upon Job caused him to fear.
因为他不知道到底还没有更加多的灾祸会临到他的身上。
Because he doesn't know if there are more on his way.
耶伯不明白为什么他要受这么大的苦。
Job did not understand why he had to suffer so much.
那直到他心里面感到非常的害怕和沮丧。
And that's why he was feeling hopeless, and he was also have this great fear in his heart.
那可是他却听到那些恶人行恶而没有感到恐惧。
But then he heard about those bad men who will do bad things without any fear in their hearts.
所以在21章9节说。
So in chapter 21, verse 9, it says,
他们的家宅平安无惧，神的杖也不加在他们身上。
Their houses are safe from fear, and the rod of God is not on them.
耶伯其中的一个朋友以利法，刚才我们讲过的。
So one of the friend Eliphaz.
那么看见耶伯他这种复杂的心理。
See the complexity in Job's heart.
并不以为然。
He didn't think any of it.
他认为耶伯之所以害怕。
He think that Job's fear is because.
是因为他受到这个罪的缠绕。
It's because, Job has sinned.
所以他说，因此有网罗环绕你，有恐惧突然使你惊慌。
So therefore he said, therefore snares surround you and sudden dread terrifies you.
然后第五个词语是搅扰。
The fifth word is disturbance.
然后耶伯曾经两次使用这个词语来描述在苦难中所带来那种搅扰还有不安。
So twice Job used the word to describe how through suffering he has no peace and he is disturbed.
所以在14章1节说，人为妇人所生，日子短少。多有患难。
So in chapters 14, he says, man who is born of woman is short-lived and full of turmoil.
其实有些翻译本应翻译成蛮有搅扰。
And there are some English translation,
Chinese translation,
or Chinese translation that says it's full of turmoil.
然后在三章第26节哦，哎，奇怪。我不得安远，不得平静，也不得安息，却有患难来到哦。有些中文翻译本说却有搅扰来到。
So here in chapter 3 it says, I am not at ease, nor am I quiet, and I am not at rest, but turmoil comes.
所以处在这种苦难的压力之下。
And to live under such pressure.
耶伯希望能够借助这个死亡得安息。
He was hoping death would bring him peace.
耶伯认为死了就不会受到搅扰。
Job was hoping that with death, then he will not be disturbed.
所以从这五个词语
So from these five words,
我们可以想象，但不一定能够了解或者体会。
So we may be able to imagine, but not be able to understand fully the suffering.
耶伯所受那个苦难。
The suffering that Job faced.
那么试想一下，世上有几个人能够承担好像耶伯所受那种苦难？
Just think, how many people on earth can endure the suffering like Job had?
失去了一切的产业。
He lost all his wealth.
失去了所有的儿女。
He has lost all his children.
失去了名誉跟地位。
And he has lost his position in the society.
那身上得到这个疾病。
He is sick.
还要遭受到人们的拒绝，还有藐视。
He was also belittled by others and also rejected by others.
所以耶伯所受的患难带给他心灵上很大的创伤。
So the suffering brought him also a lot of emotional turmoil.
这句经文说从脚掌到头长了这个毒疮。
So here in the verse it says with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
所以这句经文描述到耶伯满身疾病。
So this verse described the physical state Job is in.
所以他经历的不是一般人所能够承受的。
What he has gone through is not something that ordinary people can endure.
所以在耶伯记里面至少有十节的经文描述到耶伯在苦难中那种状况。
So in the book of Job, there are 10 verses that described the condition that Job is in.
第一个状况就是皮肤长虫。
The first condition is that he has worms on his skin.
我的肉体以虫子和尘土为衣，我的皮肤才收了口，又重新破裂。
My flesh is cloth with worms and a crust of dirt. My skin hardens and runs.
那第二个状况呢，是身心灵的战境。
The second condition is how he is disturbed physically and emotionally.
我每逢思想，心就惊慌，灰身战兢。
Even when I remember, I am disturbed, and horror takes hold of my flesh.
第三个状况是皮肤发黑。
The third condition, his skin were darkened.
我的皮肤黑而脱落，我的骨头因日烧焦。
My skin turns black on me, and my bones burn with fever.
然后第四个状况谈到他的脸是发紫。
The fourth condition is he's dusky.
我的脸因哭泣发紫，在我的眼皮上有死因。
My face is flushed from weeping, and deep darkness is on my eyelids.
第五个状况是心里烦躁不安。
The fifth condition is that he is unrest and also feels unsafe.
我的心里烦躁不安，困苦的日子临到我身。
I am seething within and cannot relax.
然后第六个状况讲到耶伯睡得不好。
The sixth condition is he has insomnia.
睡得不好是很痛苦的。
If you can't sleep, it's very difficult.
就好像昨天晚上我的牙齿痛，我睡得不好。
Just like last night, my tooth was hurting, so I couldn't sleep.
我躺卧的时候便说，我何时起来，黑夜就过去了。我竟是翻来覆去，直到天亮。
When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? But the night continues, and I am continually tossing until dawn.
那么第七个状况，经常发噩梦。
The seventh condition is bad dreams.
你就用梦惊吓我，用异象恐吓我。
Then you frighten me with dreams and terrify me by visions.
然后第八个状况是口味难闻。
The eighth condition is halitosis.
我口的气味，我妻子厌恶，我的恳求，我同胞也憎嫌。
My breath is offensive to my wife, and I am loathsome to my own brothers.
第九个状况是骨瘦如柴。
The ninth condition is he is skin and bone.
我的皮肉紧贴骨头， 我只剩牙皮逃脱了。
My bone clings to my skin and my flesh, and I have escaped only by the skin of my teeth.
然后最第十个状况、讲到他全身刺痛。
And the tenth condition is he has shocking pain through his body.
那夜间我里面的骨头刺我疼痛不止，好像啃是吗？啃我。
At night it pierces my bones within me and my gnawing pains take no rest.
我不晓得为什么人特别在夜晚的时候会感到这个疼痛的感觉。
I don't know why people suffer or feel the pain mostly or at most at night.
就好像我昨天晚上牙齿痛，偏偏在我睡觉的时候。
So just like when I am trying to sleep, then my tooth hurts.
所以我们看到这十节经文描述到列国受苦时候他的那种状况。
So these 10 verses describe how Job had suffered.
所以列国所遭遇那种苦难，不但没有得到朋友们的安慰。
So with his suffering, not only did he not get encouragement from his friends,
反而遭到他们的藐视还有遗弃。
But he was looked down upon and he was also rejected.
约伯记没有说明为什么约伯遭人遗弃的原因。
In the book of Job, it did not tell us why people abandoned Job.
可能认识叶伯的人认为叶伯遭受这么大的苦难。
So maybe people who knew Job thought that because why he was suffering,
一定是犯了罪。
Must be because he sinned.
所以他们都避开他。
So they kind of stray away from him.
所以很多时候当一个人经历到这个苦难的时候。
So many times when people are suffering,
很自然的生命会受到影响。
And obviously, the life is affected.
也会影响到他跟别人的关系。
It will also affect his interpersonal relationship.
所以叶伯埋怨他三位朋友的好朋友来的。
So, Job complained about his good friends.
认为他们搅扰他。
He thought that they are just disturbing him.
认为他们侮辱他。
They are belittling him.
也认为他们攻击他。
He think that they were attacking him.
用言语来苦待他。
And they use a word to despise him.
甚至说他们待他好像是一个敌人一样。
And he said they treated him as their enemy.
叶伯除了不被这些朋友们的关顾。
So besides not being cared for by his friends,
也遭到妻子的误解还有排斥。
Job was also misunderstood and excluded by his wife.
直到他苦上加苦。
So it's pain upon pain.
所以他的妻子对他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。
Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast your integrity?Curse God and die.
所以妻子的疏远还有不理解使到叶伯更加的伤心还有难过。
So his wife separated from him, his wife misunderstood him, all that caused him to have more pain.
所以在叶伯记第十九章13节到第十九节我们看到叶伯开始为他所经历的一切来怪罪于神。
So in the 19th chapter of Job, we can see that because of all his suffering and all that is happening, Job began to complain and blame God.
这个是到叶伯记十九章的时候。
So this is what happened in chapter 19.
所以叶伯认为是神使到他的朋友藐视他。
He thought that it is because of God that his friends belittle him.
远离他，嘲笑他。
Abandon him.Laughed at him.
所以从这段经文里面我们可以看到叶伯在人际关系上的瓦解。
So from the scripture we can see that his interpersonal relationship began to collapse.
他把我的弟兄隔在远处使我所认识的全然 与我伸疏。
He has removed my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are completely estranged from me.
我的亲戚与我断绝，我的密友都忘记我。
My relatives have failed, and my intimate friends have forgotten me.
在我家寄居的和我的使女都以我为外人，我在他们眼中看为外邦人。
Those who live in my house and my maids consider me a stranger. I am a foreigner in their sight.
我呼唤仆人，虽用口求他，他还是不回答。
I call to my servant, but he does not answer. I have to improve him with my mouth.
然后我口的气味，我妻子厌恶，我的恳求，我同胞也憎嫌。连小孩子也藐视我，我若起来，他们就嘲笑我，我的密友都憎恶我，我平日所爱的人向我反脸。
My breath is offensive to my mouth, to my wife, and I am loathsome to my own brothers. Even young children despise me. I rise up and they speak against me. All my associates abhor me, and those I love have turned against me.
所以在我人生的经历中，我从来没有见过或者听过受好像叶伯受伤这么大的苦的人。
In all my life, I've never heard of anybody who has suffered as Job had.
那叶伯所受的苦是难以形容的。
What Job has gone through is indescribable.
那么到底神要我们从叶伯记学习什么功课？
So what does God want us to learn from Job's experience?
那请大家继续的来听。
So then I invite you to come back and listen.
Let us 安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's come before the Lord and meditate on today's message. Our Creator God, Lord.
是的，有很多事情我们不明白。
Yes, there are a lot of things that we don't understand.
为什么叶伯会受这么大的苦难？
Why would Job suffer so much?
但是我们知道，一切事情的发生都在你的掌权之下。
But we know that anything, everything that happened,is in your control.
也求主帮助我们从叶伯记学习宝贵的功课。
Help us to learn valuable lessons from the book of Job.
我们把会众交在你的手中，求主你带领我们。
We lift up the congregation in your hand. May you lead us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.